Welcome back to Two for News and Friend. I'm your host, Sam.
And I'm your other host, Micah, and today we're here with special guest, Charlie. Welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Glad to be here.
Great to have you.
All right, we're going to get right in today. Today we're going to be doing some rankings of some chips. We're going to start, what are you guys' Mount Rushmore of chips? Sam, do you want to start us off?
I'll start us off. This is pretty tough, but I think... Like you have to have like a baseline. There's four pretty good chips like that everyone
likes.
What
are the goats? What are the four goats?
Like I would say like barbecue. That they're my favorite. Barbecue, sour cream and onion, salt and vinegar, and I don't even know.
These all like Lay's? Cause you can get into like, the brand specific.
Yeah.
You can't pass up on the Doritos.
Okay, that's true. Doritos. All right, so this is my Mount Rushmore. Here we go. Number one. I don't know if you guys have had this. I don't know if you guys have had these, but like they're Kettle, the brand is called Kettle and it's like salt and pepper chips.
Okay.
They're so gas.
Okay. I do know you're talking about. Yeah,
those are like the classic, like the cookout chips.
Yeah. The cookout chips. Yeah. And then, number two, Miss Vicky's.
Great take.
Jalapeno
great take.
Chips.
Oh, those are pretty good.
Yeah,
those
are great good. Take.
Come on now. And then, number three, just probably Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay.
Cool Ranch.
Classic.
It's like a, yeah.
Yeah, you got to.
And then number four, it's kind of new to me. I used to not like salt and vinegar, but now they're just like so good.
I'm with you on that one. The Poppables, especially.
Poppables. Yep. Poppables salt and vinegar. Yep.
They're
really
very rich, but they do be hitting.
Yeah, they do be hitting.
You can't take down a whole family size bag at once, but
in portions, they're
great snack.
They're up there for sure.
Yeah.
Good list, Sam.
Thank you.
All right, you wanna take us away, Charlie?
All right, I'll go. Starting off, honorable mention, give me the Miss Vicky's. Not only are they a great chip, but with the crunchiness. The best chip to put inside of a sandwich.
Oh, ooh. That I agree with that,
yep, the Miss Vicky's. Stick them in, it's great.
Yeah.
All right, now onto my list. Lay's Barbecue, my favorite chip of all time. It's got the smoky flavor. It's just a great chip.
Yeah, I agree. It's pretty good.
Yep. Second off, we got the... Cool Ranch Doritos, another great chip. You know, can't forget about those. Just a solid chip.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then third, we're going to go with the Hot Cheetos. You know, you need a little variety in your Mount Rushmore, and those really bring it to you. So.
Yeah.
And then in the last spot, I'm going to have to go with the Cheeto Puffs.
Oh, Cheeto Puffs. That's a little different.
That's a good pull. That's a good pull.
Not bad.
The Puffs, they're really there when you need them. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, Micah, your list.
So the thing for me is I have, like, a definite top three, but I also have to count, like, this is the Mount Rushmore, so it's the classics, too.
Yeah.
So that's why this is an honorable mention. In my top three, I'd have to put Takis, but, like, I don't know if they're a classic yet. They're still, like, young in their career.
They'll get there one day. They're a little
overrated. I feel like the Trader Joe's Takis are better than normal Takis.
The lime ones?
I could easily put the Trader Joe's Takis in my Mount Rushmore, but...
I just don't think Trader Joe's chips can make the list. They just can't.
I don't know. Like, they're good, but they're not in the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
let's just put it that way.
Come on now.
Yeah.
All right. So, number one, I'm going to go Pringles, and I think I'm going to go sour cream and onion Pringles, because those are my favorite Pringles.
Okay. Bringing out the Pringles.
I'm bringing out the Pringles. That was a little bit slept on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think, like, they're kind of one of the giants, Pringles in general, like Pringles, Lay's, Doritos, Cheetos.
I don't know, Micah. That's kind of controversial.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree.
I don't think Pringles are really up on that list.
I think they're kind of giant.
Okay. If you start talking about the Pringles, then you might have to get into, like, the Cheez-Its and the Goldfish and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to go there.
I don't know, because Cheez-Its and Goldfish are more crackers, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know if the Pringles are up with that list, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Pringles, they're like a, if you're going, like, F to S tier, like, they're in the A tier, probably, or even a B tier, I think.
Okay, actually, I agree. Like, they're not in my top three for favorites, but, like, these are, like, the classics.
I don't think Pringles are a classic. You're wrong.
Okay.
They've started this party of chips.
You do.
All right.
You do you.
Okay.
Can't say I agree.
I'm not necessarily arguing with you. I'm going to go Lay's, like, wavy Lay's.
But wait, which flavor?
I'm classic.
Okay. That's a great pick.
Those are really good. In the red bag.
Because they are so good for dipping.
Yeah. No. Greatest chip and dip duo. Of all time.
Other than the Tostitos chip, they're the best. Tostitos with the salsa. I forgot about those Tostitos.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to go regular salt and vin Lay's. I think those are a pretty good chip. Those are a classic.
I like that.
And then I don't know if I can put this in my Mount Rushmore, but I really do like the jalapeno Lay's, like, poppables.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
I've never had those.
But I'm going to go jalapeno Cheetos. Just
okay.
The regular.
Interesting. Okay. I think poppables are slept on, but you can't put them in the Mount Rushmore just because they're such a new chip to the game that it's like...
They're young.
I don't know. Like,
they're early in their
career. They're in like the I always get them in the variety pack at Costco.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like they come in the variety pack, and I think like that's what makes them a classic.
Yeah.
I don't really think that. What was your third chip again? Or,
I believe it was the. Wait, did I only have three chips?
It was.
Oh no, I had the salt and vin Lays.
Salt and vin Lays. Yeah. And then you had one other chip. What was it?
I had the.
You had the Pringles.
Pringles, Lay's wavy, and then the Cheetos.
Oh yeah, I don't think the Cheetos jalapeno is like a.
It's not a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I don't think
it's a solid chip, but it's not
like
a Mount Rushmore.
I don't know.
That's like the bottom tier of Cheetos. Like,
really?
I feel like Flaming Hot's better. I feel like Normal's better.
Puffs.
I feel like they're a little bit less messy, which is why I like them.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, let's move on. So. Like, spring breaks in the horizon, I'm looking forward to it. And on my last break, I had, like, some shave ice that was pretty freaking good.
Ooh.
And so we're going to be talking a little bit about, like, if you're given the option to put three flavors in a shaved ice, what three flavors? And then you can also say, like, what your just top three flavors are for an individual.
All right.
All right. Should I start us off?
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, like, I think the goat, like, trio... would be the kind of something tropical, like coconut, mango, and pog.
Oh, pog as one of your flavors.
Pog. Or like guava or something
like
that.
We like to hear that.
I think that's like
no
the
pineapple.
Tropical.
No pineapple.
You could substitute pineapple in for something.
Yeah.
Like that wouldn't be crazy.
I like the mango. That's a good.
Yeah.
Mango. And individual, though, I'm going to go like root beer as a flavor, blue raspberry as a flavor, and then maybe also like... maybe also like one of the tropical flavors, like a pineapple or a mango, as like an individual. Like individual, I think those are the goats.
Yeah, I like that.
That's good.
All right, I'll go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Before I start, I just want to say we can all agree blue raspberry is the goat of the sport.
Blue raspberry is the goat.
It is the best player. He's the MVP.
It is. Always. It's like he's kind of like a James Harden as a flavor because it can't really go that good with like other stars.
He's not like a team
himself.
Player. He's not like a team player. Like,
Yeah.
Right, I agree.
A little basketball reference there.
Yeah. We like that.
All right.
So that's why I can't put blue raspberry in my mix.
Yeah.
But I will have them on my top three. So starting off for my mix, we're going to have to go with a little strawberry, watermelon, cherry.
Ooh.
Okay.
You
know, okay.
They really blend together.
Okay.
The seasonal fruits, you know, you like to hear that.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good combo.
Yeah.
Some like summer vibes there for sure.
Mm-hmm. Got the sweet and sour in there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Really, really brings it together.
Mm-hmm.
And for my individual list, at the one, it's got to be blue raspberry. Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Also, got to have mango on there. Another solid list. And for the third one, I'm going to go with cherry.
Oh, all right.
It's a great flavor.
That's like a really calm list.
I'm not like a huge cherry guy, but I like respect the list. It was a chill list.
I was trying to think the difference between like when you post up at 7-Eleven and you get, you know, you get the Slurpees versus the real Hawaiian shaved ice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Slurpees is a whole different conversation.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Slurpees, you got to even get into the lime there. The lime Slurpee, the seasonal.
All right. Take us away, Sam.
Okay, so for my three together, it's going to be similar to Micah. It's like tropical. I'm going to go mango, pineapple, and then I'll probably go coconut too. I don't even feel like the coconut's not that
It doesn't
that
really
good.
Add that much, but it kind of just like kind of ties
it blends
together.
It blends together.
Yeah.
It's a good take.
And then, all right, for my three flavors by itself, I'm going to go probably blue raspberry number one, not really a question.
Come on.
And then mango number two, watermelon number three.
Stop playing with them.
Yeah, don't play with them. Come on now.
I feel like those are just like childhood classics.
Yeah.
They are. You can't miss.
Yeah.
You can't.
I feel like mango might be the most timeless flavor. Like as an adult, it'll be good. As a child, it'll be good. Like it's just the best.
Like, even if I lose my sweet tooth as an adult, I can't see myself not liking mango.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a fact.
All right. So we're going to be talking a little bit about, like, some Costco foods, specifically the Costco, like the hot and ready stuff that you order for them.
Ooh.
So if you guys know what I'm talking about, there's this dad and the son. I think their name is AJ and Big Justice. They're kind of our inspirations for the segment. they try all the Costco foods, and they're really awesome. We love their content. Yeah. So
shout out
to them for sure. Yep. So what are you guys' like? What are you guys' favorite like Costco, like hot and ready menu? All
right, let me start us off.
Okay, go for it.
Hands down, it's got to be the hot dog.
Is it the hot dog?
It's the hot dog. I don't know if
I agree
with that.
It's a great hot dog. It really competes up there with the Mariners hot dog. You know, shout out Mariners.
Seattle might just have the best hot dogs.
They do.
We have a really good hot dog game.
But not only is the hot dog so flavorful and amazing and blends well with the bun, but the hot dog and drink combo for $1.50?
Yeah,
it's
no.
Basically,
that's kind of insane.
Yeah, that's insane. Costco food items, like I really like enjoy watching AJ and Big Justice chow down on some Costco food because they ate the entire menu and it was only like $39.45.
Shout out Costco giving out steals.
Shout out Costco.
Yeah. You can't sleep on the pizza, but today, if I only choose one, I have to go with the hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really, really do have some of the best deals for food.
They do, for sure.
And decent quality, too.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
What is unfortunate, though, is if you guys have heard, the churro is no longer.
No.
But
no.
But they don't have the churro, but they have the double chunk chocolate cookie.
They replaced it with a double chunk chocolate cookie.
Come on.
I have to say, the churro will be missed.
It'll be missed.
Moment of silence for the churro.
Moment of silence.
All right, we're back.
We're back. Okay. All
right, I'll go.
All right.
Okay, so I think that the pizza probably... Like, it's always good, but my favorite is probably the chicken bake.
The chicken bake is really good.
If you get a good chicken bake, it's really good because, like, if it's saucy, sometimes it's dry, but a really good chicken bake is the best thing on that menu.
Does Costco provide a really good chicken bake?
They do.
Okay.
I don't know if I've had their chicken bake in recent, but I could see them doing chicken bake better than anyone else does the chicken.
Does the chicken bake really compete with the rotisserie chicken, though?
Ooh. Chicken bake is different.
$7.99 rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
That's a steal.
That is a steal.
That's true. All
right. I'm going to have to go the 70 cent soda. It's a pretty decent size soda for less than a dollar.
Yeah.
I think that's I don't know. That's a pretty good deal to me.
Yeah, that is. I agree.
Why don't you just pair it with a hot dog for 80 more cents?
That's a drink.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. But I'm just, really not a huge hot dog guy. I think Seattle does have some of the best hot dogs, like I said, but I'm more of a burger guy.
I feel you.
But, I'm not going to... They don't even sell burgers at Costco.
Yeah, they don't.
Is there anything on the Costco menu you guys, don't like? Just wondering.
No.
I feel like it's just such a solid...
If you're not a member at Costco, I would go get the membership.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
I think it's really worth it.
Yeah. The gas is cheap. They got food.
They really do have everything.
Yeah.
The free samples... Those come in clutch. Oh,
yeah. It's just
free samples are the thing that you have to go shopping with your mom when you're a kid and you really don't want to go. And you get to Costco and you're just trying all the free samples and now you're having a great time.
That really does bring back some childhood memories. Costco.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. Yeah.
And I feel like they move around their things, the groceries they have there. So every time I'm there, I get to try new foods that we're bringing back to the casa.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I even try the samples even though I've already bought the food.
It's just
the vibes.
And the samples sometimes do be tasting better.
They do. Yeah. It's the vibes.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Well, that's been all for today. Thank you guys for listening to Two Foodies and a Friend.